Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos class learning. I hope that everyone had a meaningful and uplifting Yom Tov season. Now we move into the winter ahead, and Baruch Hashem we are zocha to begin a new cycle of Torah learning in Tafshin Pei Beis 5782. So it's always a tremendous chus. So tonight's shiur is Minyanei Diyoma, and it's focused on the joy of Torah learning and the idea of Torah learning as we begin a new cycle. So we have two sponsors tonight. I will say them in the order that I received the sponsorship. The first sponsor is Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Eliyahu Ziskin Alasha Mary Urbach's mother-in-law. She's very interesting. She was born in Ireland. Her grandparents fled Lithuania after World War I, and they ended up in Ireland. Her father built the shul, the mikveh, and the community there. They had a boarding house. It was open to guests and refugees from the war. She met her husband, who was fleeing from Poland after World War II in Ireland. They had a home that was open to everyone. They were huge machnas archim. She cooked, she cleaned. Whoever needed a kosher meal landed on her doorstep. May the neshama of Rachel Bas Eliyahu Ziskin Alah Hashem merit an aliyah and zchus of the Torah that we will share this evening. The second sponsor is zchus refuah shleima bekarov for Chedva Rivka Bas Edna, Besoch She'ar Cholei Yisrael. Our sponsor is Ruti Berkowitz. So may the Zchus of the Torah Taka bring a young woman in need of a Rachamei Shemaim and Zchus Refuah Shleima. She should be so Zocha. So let us begin our learning. So it's very exciting. Baruch Shechianu V'kiimanu V'hegiyanu L'zman Hazeh. It is a new year, a new cycle. When it comes to Torah, it's never old. We don't finish it and say we're done. In fact, on Simchas Torah, as soon as we finish with Zos HaBracha, Chazak Chazak V'nischazek, they do Hagva, Zos HaTorah Moshe. What do we do after Chasan Torah? Immediately we call up Chasan Bereishis, and we start from the beginning right over again. There's no such thing as I learned this already, I'm finished with it, I know it. A book you take out of the library, you finish, you give it back. Maybe if it's really good, you'll reread it again at some point in time. But we never give this back to the library, and we never ever say we're done, and we never say we did this last year, so what are we learning for again? And Baruch Hashem, every year is an opportunity to review what we have learned and to hopefully, Be'ezrat Hashem, Siyata Deshmei, glean new insights and to be mechazek all of us through the growth of Torah and the beauty of Torah, the growth that occurs within ourselves through Torah. And the beauty and the grandeur of Torah. So I focused on tonight this idea of the enrichment that Torah brings to our lives. I will begin by quoting a piece from Rav Soloveitchik, and then we are going to go into the Mishnah. Did Miriam get back on? Is it Miriam? Are you here? Is it working for you now? Yeah. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, so let us go. So we make two brachos in the morning in Birkas HaShachar. One is Asher Bracha Banu Mikol Ha'ami V'nasan Lanu Es Torah. So Bracha Hashem Nosei Netzra. We bless God who chose us from all the nations, who gave us His Torah. Blessed is Hashem, the giver of Torah. Then we also say another bracha, and that is Shalom Asani Goy in the Birkas HaShachar. So Rav Soloveitchik talks about the difference between these two blessings. Here we go. Who selected us from all the peoples. I see my mother. Hi, Ima. I hope you had a good yantif. I don't know if you were here when I started. Asher Bruch, so welcome. Welcome. Asher, I don't mean that bad. Who selected us from all the peoples? Asher Bracha Banu Mikol Ha'amim. So Rav Soloveitchik says, every day we recite two blessings at the introductory point to the service, at the beginning of our tefillah, regarding the chosenness of Am Yisrael. The first is that we bless God, Shaloh Asani Goy, really it's out of order. One is Shaloh Asani Goy, God did not make me a Gentile. And we also bless God, Asher Bracha Banu Mikol Ha'amim, who selected us from all the nations. So Rav Soloveitchik says, one of these blessings seems superfluous. If we bless God, says the Rav, for having made us Jews and not Gentiles, Shalom Asani Goy. Why do we need another blessing? Are we not saying the same thing? If you chose us from the nations and you gave us the Torah, so then we're not a Goy. So what do you need both of these blessings for? I'm quoting, by the way, from the Sefer, Machzor Masoros HaRav LeYom Kippur. There are so many insights in the Machzorim for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, yes, with commentary of Rav Soloveitchik. So Rav Soloveitchik says the answer is that we are chosen in two distinct ways. And I also like to begin with this insight because he's now going to talk about Avraham Avinu. And this week's parsha is Bereishis, and next week's parsha is Noach. And it's at the end of Parshas Noach that we actually meet Avraham Avinu. We don't meet Avram in the beginning of Lech Lecha. We meet Avram at the end of Parshas Noach. So we're about to begin our journey with Avram. So the answer is we are chosen, says the Rav, in two distinct ways. One aspect of our chosenness relates to the fact that we are the progeny of Avraham Avinu. We all come from Avraham Avinu. Even a convert calls himself Ben Avram or Basara. So we are all the progeny of Avram. It is this aspect for which we bless God, Shaloh Asani Goy. I am not a Goy, I come from the children of Avram Avinu. There is an additional aspect to our chosenness, however, and that is reflected in the blessing of Asher Brachar Banim Mikola Amim V'Nasan Lenu Es Torso Barachat Hashem Nosin Torah. So it's not redundant. It's representing two levels of our chosenness. The first level is you're a Jew because you were born a Jew, because you come from the seed of Avraham Avinu, ki b'yitzchak kikara l'chazara. So through the seed of Yitzchak, we are all part of Am Yisrael and the brishel of Avraham Avinu. But there's a different level of chosenness, and that comes from the aspect of Bachar Banu Mikol Amim. And what is that represented? This special selection comes through the study of Torah. It's a more elevated level, if you were. It's not just by birth. It's not just by genetics. It's not just by lineage. It's an elevated level. And the Rav says, in the words of Rav Salvechik, this chosenness that comes through the selection of the study of Torah, Shebrachar Banu Mikol Amim, what's the end of the word, phrase? V'nasan lanu es Torah. So, this chosenness involves a higher sanctification that is afforded through simple lineage. So one person is just born, they're born a Jew, so you're a Jew because you're born a Jew. But another person who delves into the wisdom and the depths of Torah takes that lineage and elevates it even further through immersion in Torah. So it's also a nice insight tomorrow morning when you say Birkas HaShachar. Asher Baruchar Banu Mikol Amim means V'nasan Lanu Es Torah. So we are chosen because we have been given the gift of immersing ourselves in a life of Torah. Shaloh Asani Goy means we have been born a Jew because we come from the Zera Shel Avram Avinu. So Salvechik says, which is a higher degree of chosenness? One is by lineage. You didn't do anything. You were just born that way. God chose to give your neshama to Am Yisrael. However, there's a higher degree where you can take your neshama, you can elevate it, and that is through V'nasan Lanu Es Torah. So, you know, someone could give you a gift, and if you don't use it, it means nothing. You put it on the shelf, and you never take it out, and then they feel bad. Why do they even give you a gift? Why do we even have that gift? The point of V'nasan Lanu Es Torah, so is for us to utilize the gift and reach that more elevated level of chosenness. And when I was preparing the shiur, that this is such an appropriate topic with which to begin, given that yesterday we celebrated Simchas Torah, we have the Chasan Torah who concludes V'zos HaBrecha, we have the Chasan Bereishis who begins Bereishis, and it's really a celebration of who we are as a people. It's a people who love Torah, who immerse ourselves in Torah, people who live lives of Torah. So I'm going to begin by screen sharing to going to, here we are, the Mishnah that we're looking at today. So could you see at the top of the screen? So I need to see who I could see on my screen. Yeah, yes, okay, Evelyn Oaken's nodding, yes. Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav. Right, why is there something on the chat? Okay, Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel. So the truth is, I really want to get all the way to the end of the Mishnah, but that's where we're going to be focusing on, the end of the Mishnah, but we'll go through the Mishnah, but we're only talking tonight about the end. And by the way, it's very important, every Mishnah is very important. The beginning also teaches us something very important, about giving credit where it's due, about showing Hakaras HaTov, about being thankful, about being indebted to people who teach us. Maybe a different time we'll learn the beginning of the Mishnah, so I really just want to get to the end, but we will give due to the whole Mishnah. At least by looking at the pshat. Halo made mechaveo perek echad, o halacha achas, o pasuk echad, look at this, o dibur achad, o afilu os achas, tzarich linghog bo kavod. That's an unbelievable statement. Because I'll teach you that someone who learns from his friend one perek, or one halacha, or one pasuk, or one statement of Torah, if you learn one letter from your friend, you have to show that friend honor. It's unbelievable. It doesn't mean they have to teach you Shas. It doesn't mean that they have to teach you all of Chumash. It doesn't mean they have to teach you every parasha. You learn one thing from your friend, you have to give that friend kavod. Shekeim atzinu b'David melech Yisrael, like we found with King David, the king of Israel. Shelo laman ma'achitofa elo shnei dvarim bilvad. He learned from Achitofa only two things. Karo, Rabo, Alufu, Umiyadua. Yet he called him my rabbi, my chieftain, my knowledgeable one. Shenemer, va'at. Umiyudai, you are a man, you are my worth, you are my chieftain, you are my knowledgeable one. Vahalod varim kal vachomer, and behold, these things are kal vachomer. Uma David melech Yisrael shalom lomber ma'achi tofel shnei dvarim bilvad. And if David, the king of Israel, only learned from his advisor two things alone, karo rabo alufu umiyaduo, halomin mechaveru perek echad, o halacha achas, o pasuk achar, o dibor achar, o afilu os achas, achas kama v'kama shetzarech linhog bo kavod. If the king of Israel, the great singer, the sweet singer of Israel, the one who built Yerushalayim, who some built the Beis HaMikdash, if he himself showed kavod to someone else, and he was the great persona of Malach Yisrael, a Mashiach will come for him, from him, and nevertheless he showed kavod to someone who taught him. So it's coming to teach us, that someone who teaches us one perek, or one halacha, or one pasuk, or one statement, or even one letter, unbelievable how indebted you must be to someone who teaches you something in Torah, whether it's hashkafa, one perek, whether it's a halacha, one halacha, whether it's one letter. I was just in shul, and someone told me a beautiful insight about Vav and Ashrei. Maybe we'll learn it a different time. You have to show that person kavod, one letter, an insight onto the letter Vav in Ashrei. You have to show someone kavod. They ain't kavod ela Torah. So what does it mean to show somebody kavod, and why do we show kavod to someone who even teaches us one thing? Not a whole series, not a year and a half of learning, one letter they teach you. You have to show them kavod. What does it mean to show someone kavod? Ain't kavod ela Torah. So you should know kavod. What's the truest kavod that there is? It doesn't mean money. It doesn't mean gold and silver. Tovli toras picha me alfei zahav v'kasev. It doesn't mean a gift to the spa. What is the greatest kavod that there is? It's not fancy titles. It's Torah. Shanamra var kavod chachamim yunachalu. Like the pasuk says, the honor of the sages is their inheritance. Utimimim yunachalu tov. And the pure ones, like Yaakov is the ish tam, Yosheva ohalim, will inherit good. Oh, what is good? Ein tov ela Torah. And this is the part of the Mishnah that I really want to talk about for tonight's year. The ein tov ela Torah. And you should know that there's nothing good in life except for Torah. We might think there's a lot of things that seem good. Sushi might be good. A fine steak might be good. Taking a vacation might be good. Getting a manicure might be good. I don't know, for some people, I'm sorry, going to the movies might be good. I don't know, maybe. So you should know, it's all an illusion. Ein tov ela Torah. Shenemar ki lekach tov nasati lechem torasi al tazru. Because the pasuk tells us in Mishlei, I've given you a good portion. Lekach tov, what's the lekach tov? The pasuk concludes by saying, torasi al tazru, do not abandon my Torah. So if the first part of the pasuk says, I gave you a good portion, something tov, and the second half of the pasuk says, don't abandon my Torah, it means that what we shall not abandon is the Torah, because the Torah is good. And this is the part of the Mishnah that I want to talk about, even though obviously it shows you how much hakaras hatov we have to those who teach us, whether it's hashkafa or a perek or a halacha or an os, how much kavod and Torah and respect you have to have. I want to talk about the fact that tov is Torah. The Mishnah says that here, Beferish ve'ein tov ela Torah, shenemar ki lechach tov nasati lechem torasi al ta'azvu. The proof for the fact that Torah is tov, and Torah is the only thing that's tov, is I have given you a good portion, do not abandon my Torah. So I now want to go to Maisa Bereishis. I prepared it here, I prepared all the screens that I need for the purposes of tonight's shiur. Could you see that I switched to Bereishis? Yes? Okay. So let us look together at the beginning. Get it? The beginning of the beginning? It's a joke. Let us look together at the beginning of Maisa Bereishis. Okay. Maisa Bereishis is the most esoteric part of Kol Torah Kula. And we barely understand. We don't even understand the tip of a massive iceberg. But we learn on the level that we can learn. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz. In the beginning, Elokim created the heavens and the earth. I'm just talking about the pshat. We're going to look at one Rashi. V'ha'aretz ha'isa sohu v'vohu. And there was some kind of primordial chaos. Again, we don't exactly understand. Like the pasuk's now going to tell us there's choshech, but there's really no choshech till it's created on day one. So again, we don't understand Maisa Bereishis. We have to understand that we don't understand. V'ha'aretz ha'isa sohu v'vohu. There was ayin. Okay, the world we know is created yesh me'ayin. There's nothing. There's chaos. chaos, there's confusion, there's a deep void. V'choshech al p'nei tohom, and all there is darkness over the surface of the deep. I'm in Pasuk Beis on your screen. V'ruach elokim rachafas al p'nei hamayim. How is there water if water wasn't created? Yeah, so you understand how we don't understand. But there was the Spirit of God, and it is hovering over the surface of the water. Rashi says, like a mother bird hovering over her nest and her eggs. V'yomer elokim, what is the first thing the Ribbono Shel Olam created in this world? The first thing he created, you know, Hashem could have created anything first. He could have created the grass first. He could have created the fish first. It wouldn't have been weird. There was some sort of water, Pnei Hamayim. However it would have been, that's what Hashem would have chosen. But what could the world absolutely not exist without? What is the foundation of all of creation, apparently, besides the foundation being the Borei Olam, obviously? What is the first matter that God created? Vayomer Elokim Yihi Ar. Without or, apparently you can't have any world, because it was the first thing God chose to create. Hashem could have chosen to create whatever he wanted first. It didn't have to be or, we're just used to it. But Lamaisa, that's what he chose to create first. So you all know, I'm sure, the famous var, that or is the 25th word of the Torah. I know it's not Minyani Dioma yet, but it's actually the next Yontif, it's coming. So since I brought up or, it's the 25th word in the Torah, here we have our allusion to Chanu B'chafhei, Chanukah in the Torah. Okay, Vayihi or, and there is or. Vayar Elokim es ha'or ki tov. Here we come to, we saw in the Mishnah, Ein Tov Ela Torah. There's no such thing as good except for Torah. So what does Hashem see about the light that he creates? Vayar Elokim es ha'or ki tov. Elokim saw the or that it was good. And what does Rashi say? And Rashi tells us, Vayar Elokim es ha'or. I didn't finish the pasuk yet, but Hashem saw the light, and the light is tov. So you can just look at the Pshat. Rashi says you need to look in the words of Agada. And what Chazal teach us, Ra'ahu she'enu kedai lishtamesh bo rishayim. V'yivdilu tzadikim la'asub lava. There is something so special about this light, so powerful about this light, so beneficial, beautiful, spiritually inspiring about this light, that God saw that this light is not appropriate for the wicked, for the sinners, for the rishayim, and he hid it away for the tzadikim to use in the future. So now let's go back to Pasuk Dalet. Vayar Elokim es ha'or ki tov. Elokim saw this light that it was good. Which light? Like we're talking about. The light that is so good that Rishayim can't benefit. So that means this isn't the sun. Okay? The sun shines, everybody will feel warm. Whether you're a Rasha or a Tzaddik or a Beinoni, you go stand outside in the sun, you're going to be warm. This is not that light. This is some kind of light without which the world cannot exist, which is not appropriate for Rishayim to benefit from, and Hashem hid it away for Tzadikim in the future. And therefore God separated between the light and the darkness. And Elokim then called this light, what does he call the light? Day. But keep in mind, this isn't the sun and the moon yet, okay? That's coming on day four. We're still in day one. God called the... I just looked at the time. And God called the light day, v'lechoshech kara laila, and to darkness he called night, v'yihi erev, v'yihi boker, yom echad. It was evening, it was morning, and it was one day. So we have this idea that there is something that is tov. We already saw in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, we looked at the very end of the Mishnah. And what did we see in the Mishnah? Ein tov ela Torah. You should all remember what we just saw on the page before. Ki lakach tov nasati lachem torasi al tazvu, says the Pasuk of Mishlei. So we know that tov is Torah. And we know that the first thing Hashem created is or. And we know that the or is tov. And we also know that the or is hidden away because it is not roi for Rishayim to make use of this special or. We also know that the world cannot exist without Torah, because the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Shimon Hayim Yishari Anche Knesset HaGadola, Hu Haya Omer, Shlosh HaDvarim HaOlam HaMeid. The first one is Al HaTorah. So it's an undisputable fact that the world stands upon the pillar of Torah. We see that the first thing God created is Or. We're not talking about the Ma'ar HaGadolim Mishalas Hayom. That happens on day four. That's the sun. If you go outside and you're a Rasha, you're going to be warmed by the sun. If you go outside and you're a Tzaddik, you're going to be warmed by the sun. We're talking about an extremely bright spiritual light that is tov, ein tov ela Torah, that it is not roi for Rasha'im to make use of this light that is only hidden away for the tzaddikim. And we have this idea, like we say every morning in Berakas HaShachar, Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim V'Nasan Lanu Es Torah So, Baruch Atah Hashem, no Sein HaTorah. So it's not enough to say, oh, I'm a Jew because I was born to the seed of Avraham Avinu. That's true, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikar L'Chazar. But you must elevate your task. You must utilize the gift that God gave you. What does it help? Someone gives you a food processor for a gift, then you never use the food processor. So you don't elevate anything or make your life easier by using the food processor. So the gift's a waste. So Hashem says, I gave you a gift, Matan Torah, Matan, Matana. No saying, Matan. Hashem gave us a present. Remember the song when we were kids, Hashem gave us a present? I'm not going to sing because it's going on while you tell. Do you know what it was? He gave us the Torah, we must keep its laws. You know what I'm talking about, anybody? Esther, you teach little kids, you must know, yeah? Okay, so you have to make use of the Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us. And then by the end of Perek Aleph, right, such amazing, wow, just amazing, mamish amazing. What does the Pasuk tell us when Hashem finished creating? Here we go to Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and this is the end of Perek Aleph, so everything has been created except for Shabbos, which is coming in the next Pasuk. Vayar Elokim es kol asher asa, v'hinei tov me'od. Elokim saw everything that he had created, and behold, it was very good. Vayihi erev, vayihi boker, yom hashishi. It was morning, it was evening, the sixth day. Now, by yom hashishi, there's a hey hayidia. See, yom hashishi? But by the other days, you don't have a hey hayidia. For example, Yom Chamishi, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker, Yom Chamishi. Doesn't say Hashishi, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boker, Yom Rivi'i. You get the point. Only by the final day, which is Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Really, the final day is the seventh day. Shabbos is coming in the very next Pasuk. But right here, you have Yom Hashishi. So why is there a Hey HaYidia? Remember, Elohim saw everything that he had made, and it was Tov Ma'od. So now that means that the Torah fuels this world to be Tov Ma'od. It elevates it. It goes from a level of Tov to a level of Tov Ma'od if we keep the Torah the way we are supposed to. Vayihi Erev Boker Yom Hashishi, and I'm going to prove it to you from Rashi that this pasuk is talking about Torah. It's not Michal Horowitz's his idea. Let's look at what Rashi says. Why is there a hey? I'm so excited, I'm talking so fast. How are we doing? Is everyone okay? Okay, good. Someone messaged me saying that her Yom Tov was beautiful, but she's looking forward to getting back to learning. I said, I agree. Baruch Hashem with both statements. Yom Tov was beautiful, and I'm definitely always excited to go back to learning. Baruch Hashem. So, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker Yom Hashishi. So why is it the Hey HaYidia? What's wrong with Yom Shlishi, Revi'i, Chamishi? Why is it the sixth day? That indicates you're referring to some special sixth day, not just the sixth day of Maisa Bereishis. So look at Rashi at this side of his screen. Yom Hashishi. Hosif Hey Bashishi, Bigmar, Maisa Bereishis. You will notice, says Rashi, but there is a Hey HaYidia, the knowing, or a better word, identifying hey, was added to the sixth day at the end of Maisa Bereishis, the counting of creation, the Lomar, to teach you what? Shehisna imam, God made a condition. There was a tnai, hitna imam, God made a condition. That means creation is contingent and dependent upon what? The gematria of hey is very easy. You don't have to figure out. You don't need a Google. You don't need a gematria chart. Or like me, kuf is 100. So everything that comes after kuf, I go up by 100. So that's how I could figure it out without the computer in front of me. So what is hey? Hey is 5. You know why there's a hey idea? Because everything is tov ma'od. Says the Mishnah, ain tov ela Torah. But it's not even tov, it's tov ma'od if what? The world is conditional. The whole existence of the world depends upon the condition and the tnai that Klal Yisrael accept upon themselves the 5 books of Torah. Davar Achar, another reason, Yom Hashushi, that there's a hey idea, and this too relates to the idea that the whole world depends upon Torah. Kulam tuluyim ve'omdim ad Yom Hashishi, what's Yom Hashishi? Hu vav b'sivan hamuchon lematan Torah. So you see what I'm proposing is emes according to the pshat with the drash of Rashi here. The pshat is kol asher asa v'hinei tov ma'od. But using the Mishnah, we could say that ein tov ela Torah. I'm not saying that. The Tanna is telling you that in Pirkei Avos. Tov is Torah. So that means the world is tov ma'od only when it's a world of Torah. And what is the proof for that? The proof is that the very same pasuk ends by saying it's Yom Ha shishi. Rav Ashi gives us two reasons why it's ha shishi. The first reason is the hey idea is gematria 5. And the whole world was suspended in balance. It wasn't sure if the world was going to exist or not exist until Israel said, kol asher dibra Hashem nasa b'nishma. Nasa b'nishma. By the way, it's Shmos 24-7. I'm not so smart. It's very easy. Someone taught me many years ago that 24-7, you have to keep the Torah 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The Torah is given in Sefer Shmos. So, vayikach ha-sefer ha-bris, vayikra ba'azdei ha-am, and he took the Book of the Covenant, he read in the ears of the people, and what did they reply? Kol asher dibra Hashem nasa v'nishma. So now you know, Shmos 24-7 is, I will listen, and I will do, and I will keep Torah 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So that's one idea. Mashi gives you a davar achar, another psha, and it also proves the fact that without Torah, the world cannot exist. Without the tov of Torah, there's no existence to the world. Why? Because Yom HaShishi is not talking about the sixth day of Maisa Bereishit, it's talking about a auspicious sixth day that's going to be coming in 2,000 years. And what is that? The sixth day of Sivan. And what happened on the sixth day of Sivan? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Sisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim, Lo Yelecha Elohim Echer Mapanai. What happened on the sixth day is that God gave us the Torah. So we see that the whole Tov, I'm so excited. Could you tell? I know we're on Zoom, but could you tell? So nice, Baruch Hashem, to be learning. I'm talking fast, I'm sorry. So, very exciting. We see that there's no Tov, Ela Torah, exactly like the Mishnah tells us. And the whole Tov of the world is contingent upon the fact that Klal Yisrael accept upon themselves the Torah. And remember, what's the first thing Hashem created? The first thing Hashem created is Or. Now, how do we know that Torah is Or? We know that Torah is Tov because the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us Beferish that Torah is Ein Tov Elo Torah. But how do you know that Torah is also light? Because the Pasuk says in Mishlei, I'm just quoting one phrase from the Pasuk of Mishlei, so I'm not putting it on the screen, and that is from Mishlei, Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav Gimel, because it's very famous, so you all know it. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah Or. A mitzvah is a lamp, a light, a candle, and the Torah is light. What does that mean? It means that if you are in a dark room and you take a candle, so you're going to light up your section of the room. Okay? You'll be able to see in your own Dalet Amos. Now, if it's a huge ballroom and there's a black Ochas V'Sham and you're in a small corner, you're not going to see across the huge ballroom. If you're in the Palace of Versailles, you're not going to see the whole ballroom. You're going to see your little corner. So a mitzvah lights up your surroundings by doing that mitzvah. But Torah is much brighter than that. Torah is Or. Let's say the lights go back on the Palace of Versailles. So now the whole palace is going to be illuminated by the light. So the comparison, the remez is that a mitzvah lights up in the here and now because it is a candle. But if you illuminate your whole life with the light of Torah, the whole world becomes illuminated through Torah. So what equals R? Remember in math when A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C? So we have established quite firmly, based on the Mishnah, Ein Tov Ela Torah. So Tov means Torah. We also have, based on a Pasuk of Mishlei, that Torah is Or. The Pasuk says it beferish, Ki ner mitzvah v'Torah Or. So Tov, Torah is Tov, and Torah is Or. So then we know that Or is Tov, and Torah is Tov, and Torah is Or. And now you could put the whole Maisa Bereishis through a different lens. And that means that you look at Maisa Bereishis through the beginning is Or is Torah. The end of Maisa Bereishis, Perek Av, Pasuk Lamed Av, tells you that Kol Asher Asav Hinei Tov Me'od, and Yom HaShishi, so the bookends, but Perek Aleph of Maisa Bereishis are none other than the Torah HaKadosha. The first thing God created is Or, because the world cannot exist without Or. There was Choshech al Pnei Tohom, there was Ruach Elokim Merchafas al Pnei Amayim, there was Tohu Vivo, I said the Pasuk God of Order, and others is darkness. And what's the first thing Hashem said? All about Machshava. Why does Hashem say, what do we need first? What's the foundation for my world? Vayomer Elokim Hi Or, Vayihi Or, Vayir Elokim Is Or Kitov. And what's Or, says the Pasuk of Mishlei? Torah is Or. Histako bo raisu bara ama. There can be no world without Torah. And we know, so should v'rayim al-lama made. Pirkei Avos, Perek Av Mishnah Beis, al ha-Torah. That's the first foundation of the world. Or is Torah. We saw Rashi. Now we understand why Rashi tells us Hashem saw the Or. It was too good for the Rishayim. He hid it away. Because the Rishayim don't have access to the Torah. Asher Barchar Bana Mikol Am Vinasananu Es Torah So Brachat Hashem No Sein Torah. So we bless God who gave us the Torah, but you have to make sure you elevate your life through Torah. Otherwise, you're living in a tohom. Otherwise, you're living in Rachman Al-Slana Tohu Vavohu. Otherwise, you're living in the Choshech. And Hashem hid away this light, light being Torah. You've proven that. Because the Rashaim cannot access that. He hid it for the Tzadikim La'asid Lavo. So perhaps we mean Yemosa Mashiach, perhaps we mean the Olam HaNashamas, but we could say La'asid Lavo, based on Rashi to Paragav Pasuk Lamed Aleph. La'asid Lavo is the time of Matan Torah. Because the whole world is contingent upon, it's Tov Ma'od, but it depends on Yom HaShishi. What's Yom HaShishi? Excuse me. Yom HaShishi is either Chamisha Chumshei Torah, or Yom HaShishi is Vav Sivan, because Vav Sivan is the day of the giving of the Torah. Furthermore, we see this idea I prepared here, and we're going to move to Sefer Shmos now. Okay? Could you see that I switched to Sefer Shmos? Yes, thank you very much. So in Sefer Shmos, you have a similar idea, and that is Perek Beis. We're in the middle of Shubur Mitzrayim, so we skipped a bunch of thousand years. Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. A man from the house of Levi went, and he took a daughter of Levi. Their names are anonymous. Funny that the book is called Shmos, right? They're anonymous, different shir. Vatahara isha vatele bein, and the woman conceived. By the way, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's parents here. Vatere oso ki tov hu. Wow, what's the first thing we know about Moshe? The first thing we know about Moshe. He is Tov. Now the Mishnah, oh, such a good time, the Mishnah told us, in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, Ein Tov Ela Torah. So that means Moshe Rabbeinu, from the moment of his birth, brought the element of Torah, the foreshadowing of what his future career would be. He's Moshe Emes, Visor Asher Emes. And in fact, I don't have Rashi on the screen, but what does Rashi say? Vatera so ki tov hu. His mother saw him that he was good. What does Rashi say? Who remembers what Rashi says? When Moshe was born, what are you saying, Esti? Oh, nismale habayis kula ora. Rashi says, so here we come once again. Or, tov, they both equal Torah. Another proof. This is Shemos, Perek, Beis, Pasuk, Beis. Vatahar ha'isha, vatele bein, vatera so ki tov hu. Go look up Rashi, Nismale Habayis Kulo Ora. So Tov is Torah, Or is Torah, Tov is Or, and the whole world depends upon Torah. So we see by Maisa Bereshis, the world is contingent upon Torah. And now we see when the Redeemer is born, and this is the beginning of the emergence of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is also dependent upon the same light. Here's the light. Remember, we saw Rashi. Rashi said the light is too good for the tzaddik, for the Rishaim. Hashem hid it away for the tzaddikim la'asid lavo. So that means in the future, Hashem takes out this pocket of light, this unbelievable light of Torah, and he puts it where the tzaddikim need it. And we see it emerge here in the beginning of Sefer Shmos, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, when Moshe the Redeemer is born. So this is the beginning of the birth and the emergence of Klal Yisrael. That was Brias HaOlam. This is Brias Knesset Yisrael. Vatere oso ki tov. It's the first thing, by the way, the manager says, one of the names of Moshe is Tuvia. Vatere oso ki tov hu. He is good. Ein tov. Ela Torah. That's where we really began with the Rav. But that was the Mishnah we looked at. Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Tov is Torah. And Or is also Torah, says the Pasuk of Mishlei. And Or, Darshan's Rashi. Vatere oso ki tov hu. Nismale habayis Kula Ora. So you see that the foundations of the world are built on the Tov and the Or of Torah, and contingent upon Yom HaShishi, without which the world cannot exist. Al-Shalosh Advarim Olam Amed Al HaTorah. We further see that when Moshe Rabbeinu is born, so this is a new Bria, and this is the creation of Knesset Yisrael. That's not my own idea. Rav Shimshon Pinkus says, why are we always talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim? Kiddush Yetzias Mitzrayim. Davening Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kibesukos Hoshavtias Bnei Yisrael Bo'tzeisias Ha'am Mitzrayim. Everything's always about Mitzrayim. Because Rav Shimshon Pinkus says there was two creations. One is creation of the whole world, and one is creation of Klal Yisrael. Creation of the whole world is Maisa Bereishis. Everything was created, not only Jews. The potential for everything was created. Klal Yisrael is a separate creation, and that is a creation that stems from Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what Rav Shimshon Pinkus teaches. So therefore, you see, by both creations, the creation of the world, the first thing created was light. Light is Torah, Kiner Mitzvah, V'Torah Or. God says, Ki Tov, who dependent upon Yom HaShishi, as we've explained according to Rashi. And now we see by the second Brias Ha, I don't want to say Brias HaOlam, but by Brias Knesset Yisrael, the emergence of our people as a nation as we leave Egypt, the first foreshadowing of the destiny of our people is in Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Emes V'Sarasso Emes. And what are we told about Moshe? V'Tereos, it's mamish the first thing you know. Ki tov hu nismael habayis kula ora. And furthermore, now I'm moving to Perek Lamed Daled. This is right at the end of Parashas Ki Tisa. Cheira Ega. He goes up to the mountain. God's going to forgive him. What happens when Moshe comes down from the mountain? Vayihi beredes Moshe mehar Sinai. I'm in the end of Lamed Daled. Could you see on my screen? I switched. I'm in Pasuk Chavtes. This is Perek Lamed Daled. Vayihi beredes Moshe mehar Sinai. Now it's going to make sense. What would you expect to see on Moshe's face when he comes down from the Mount of Sinai, where he spent all those days and all those nights learning Torah? Well, Tov is Torah and Or is Torah. Vayihi beredes Moshe mehar Sinai. Shnei luchos ha'edus biad Moshe berida tov min ha'aru. Moshe lo yada. Moshe does not know that the skin, the leather, or with an iron, of his face is beaming when he speaks to them, when they speak to him. Why his face is beaming? Because what is it beaming? That light of Torah that was softened for the tzaddikim la'asid lavo. And Aaron and the entire children of Israel see Moshe, and behold, his face is beaming. There's beams of light coming out, and they were afraid to approach him. The light was so bright. And Moshe called them, and Aaron and the princes from the assembly return, and Moshe speaks to them, and then the Bnei Yisrael come, and he commands them what God commanded him on Har Sinai. And Moshe finished speaking, and he had to put a mask on his face. The light was so, so great. And we're talking about Knesset Yisrael, but the light of being up at the Ribono Shel Olam, these beams of light was so intense, the shine from his face, that they were on a different level than him, and they were the Dor Dea. And his greatest Nevi'im of the Ma'aseh Merkava, but nevertheless, they were still on a different level, because someone who spends 120 days up in Shamayim, Mayim lo lechem lo achalti, v'mayim lo shasisi, it's on a different level. So the higher up you go in Torah, the greater degree of light that you can access. So he had to put some sort of screen over his face, if you will, and he was speaking to the people because they couldn't even handle it. And however, when Moshe comes to speak before God, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Lamed Daled, Yasir Asa Masva Ad Seiso. But obviously, before the Ribono Shel Olam, he would take off this concealer, this mask, this shield, until he left. And when Moshe would come out, and the Bnei Yisrael would see the face of Moshe, Kikaron or Pnei Moshe, there's beams coming off from the face of Moshe, and Moshe would have to put the mask back on until he would return to speak to Hashem. Excuse me. So we see from all the sources that we have looked at this evening how tremendous is the power of Torah. So what's the pshat? What's the lesson? What's a Mr. Haskell? How do you apply? It's great to learn. It's intellectually stimulating. It's amazing to make connections. Say, look, here you see R, and here you see near mitzvah of Torah R, and here you see Tov. It's so nice. It's amazing to stimulate your brain, Baruch Hashem. But Torah should also touch your heart. It shouldn't only touch your psyche and your intellect and your mind. It's to touch your heart. So we live in a world that's choshach. And we live in a world that's tohu vavohu. We really do. We live in a world and a time of depraved morality. Make a bracha every morning, shalom sani gai. We live in a world of great confusion. We live in a world of political upheaval, social unrest, medical crises. We live in a very dark world. A lot of that stems from the fact that we're in Galus, because Galus is associated, if Torah is associated with R, Galus is associated with Choshech. Perek Tesvav of Bereishis, when Avram Avinu has the Bris Bein Absarim, the covenant between the pieces. Vayihi Hashem Mishlavo, Vater Dema Nafla al Avraham, Vine Ema Cheshecha, Choshech Gedol Nofels Alav. The sun sets, and it's a deep darkness, and he sees the Arba Golios. So we are in a very dark Galus, in a confusing world. Olam Hafuch Ra'isi, Pesachim 50a. When the tzaddikim are made into the Rashaim and the Rashaim are made into the tzaddikim, we don't understand anything. I was listening to a shiur this morning by Rabbi Zev Lev Shlita. It was an old shiur, years and years ago. He was actually talking about Parshas Kitisa also. By Cheira Ego, Moshe asked to understand Hashem's ways. And when he asks, Harinina es darchecha ve'eda acha, Hashem says, es panai, es achorai yeroi, ves panai lo yeroi. You could see my back, you can't see my front. But Hashem says in that segment, Yeshma kom iti. Hashem makes a little cleft in the rock where he puts Moshe, and he's going to cover Moshe's hand with his palm. Again, very esoteric. We don't exactly understand what it means. Yeshma kom iti. There's a place with me. So Rabbi Zevlev quoted, I believe, Rav Shamsher Fal Hirsch. That part could be wrong, but it's definitely from Rabbi Zevlev. I listened to the show this morning. What does it mean, Yeshma kom iti? Moshe asked to understand Hashem's ways. Hashem said, you can't understand my ways in this world. Yeshma kom iti means, Rabbi Zevlev gave a beautiful pshat, and he said it in a line that's so powerful. There's a place with me. That was God saying to Moshe. From my vantage point, everything makes sense. From Yeshma kom iti. If you want to come up here, from my vantage point, everything makes sense. But it's only iti that this world makes sense. Where you are from your vantage point, nothing makes sense. And Rabbi Zevlev said, Yeshma kom iti, as if God said, from my vantage point, there are no questions. From your vantage point, there are no answers. So what is this whole beautiful shir? Not because I presented it, because I just think that the Torah is incredibly, beyond words, beautiful. It's a chizuk. It's an important chizuk, and it's an important reminder. We could chase after things. They're not going to bring light into our lives. We could chase after ideas. They're not going to bring awe into your life. We could acquire more and more. We'll always be running to acquire more and more. There's only one way to combat the choshech of this world and the ra of this world. And it is with the or of Torah. That's the first thing the Ribbono Shel Olam created. Make yourself one of those people who it is right for God to reveal it to you. The Rishayim don't have access to it. God hid it away. But Klal Yisrael is such a special koach, asher b'charbanim yikol ha'ami v'nasal nanu es to ourselves. But we have to utilize the gift. We have to make ourselves into someone who wants to access the light. Because it will banish away the greatest darkness. And it's the only tool and path to get through this world. And so the Mishnah tells us, Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel, Ein Tov Ela Torah. Or is Torah, Tov is Torah. Ki lachach tov nasati lechem torasi al tazvo. Well, when you look at Perek Aleph, you see that it's taka sandwiched between the creation of Or and the declaration of Tov Me'od that is contingent upon Yom HaShishi. Shabbat Shalom said, you want to exist in this world? You want the world to exist? It's dependent on our acceptance of Torah, our embracing Torah, and our understanding. It's for our benefit. It's a reciprocal relationship. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Baal Bayis and we're the Ani. And God does for us by saying, I gave you the Torah, and we kaviyachol do for him by fulfilling the mitzvos. And it's the only protection. It's the flashlight. It's the light to light up our path. And if we want to access good, it doesn't come from fine foods, even though, of course, we need to eat to sustain your body. And it certainly doesn't come from going to the movies, Rahman al-Atslan. And it doesn't come from vacations without purpose, if they're for shalom bias, if they're for mental health. You have to make sure that the whole way we live our lives is through the lens of Tov and through the lens of Or, and you're mamish upholding the purpose for what the whole world was created for, what the whole world depends upon. And it's the greatest gift, no sein HaTorah. It's the greatest matana, no sein, that comes from the no sein HaTorah, to help us navigate mamish the turbulent waters, ruach elokim rechaves al pnei hamayim, and the tohu vavo. So we should just be zoche that in Tafshin Pei Beis, the Ribbono Shel Olam should grant us a siyata d'shmaya. First of all, the cheshach, na choshech. Cheshek, to want to bring that light into our lives. The kochos, the strength, the deach, achma bina and das, the simcha, to understand kihim chayenu v'orech yamenu, v'hem negam yamam v'layla. I thank our two sponsors, Mary Orbach, l'zecher nishmas her madana, l'zchus of sponsoring the Perka Avoshira of Sefer and Parshas Bereishis, Rachel Bas Elio Ziskun, should have an Aliyah Nasham, the Schuss of the Torah that we share this evening, and Ruti Berkowitz is sponsoring the Schuss Rafur for Chedva Rifka Bas Edna. She should have a Rafur Besoch Shachale Yisrael. I wish you a meaningful, wonderful, uplifting Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis, and Be'ezor Hashem, we will continue next week. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov and Laila Tov, and good Shabbos. Thank you.